There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heisey Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken and Lori Heisey.
Good morning, and welcome to Your Retirement Highway here on KMOX on this beautiful holiday Memorial Day weekend. Happy Memorial Day to everyone. I'm Ken Heisey. With me, Lori Heisey. We are Heisey Advisory Group and the host of Your Retirement Highway, heard each and every weekend, every Sunday morning at this time here on KMOX. And what do you think of Memorial Day? And now that we've kind of been back to quasi the old world, right? The last week or so, right?
Really hard to believe it's Memorial Day. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm living in a time warp a little bit with having been quarantined for 2 months. And I don't know, I've got some mixed feelings about the opening. I'm very excited. Don't get me wrong. I'm very excited. Haven't ventured out into the restaurants yet. I'm curious how many of you have done that.
Just the carry out so far.
Yeah, we've done some carry out. Reading about some of our favorite restaurants. I won't name the one, but one in particular in the South County area that had to build plexiglass walls and different things separating the tables. And I don't know, I guess my idea of going out to dinner isn't exactly the same as how I used to feel. So I'm excited, and I hope everybody stays safe and gets out and starts living life again and dipping their toes into being back with people and having some life experiences. So happy Memorial Day, everybody.
And we are doing in-office meetings for those of you that would like to come into the office. We have everything set and organized to welcome you into our office. Those of you that aren't quite ready, we still have our virtual meetings using our Zoom and still have that available. So don't hesitate to reach out to us. We've been through some trying times, personally trying. Many of you have lost jobs. Our unemployment is now over 35 million people. We are fast approaching the unemployment rate of the Great Depression. If we can be of any assistance to you, reach out, pick up the phone, give us a call. It's 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. We're not done with this. In my opinion, the unemployment rate has gotten so high. We are in a recession. We have had two consecutive quarters declining productivity. Corporate earnings are tanking. I mean, let's face it, 70% of our gross domestic product is consumer spending, and we've all been kind of locked up here over the last couple of months. And when second quarter information comes out and we start to see the impact to corporate earnings, the stock market does not like negative news like that. We have had an unbelievable rebound in the market. But don't let that necessarily fool you. You go back, study 07, 08, and 09. We had a sharp drop, we had a quick recovery, and then we had another more bigger drop. And I'm fearful that we may still see that W shape of a recovery where the second drop becomes maybe even bigger than the first drop.
I mean, there's no real explanation, and everyone we talk to and everything we read says, you know, really don't know why the market's doing what it's doing. When you think about the unemployment rate, you think about the corporate earnings, and, you know, Ken, you were talking about spending, and even though many of the states are starting to open up, I don't think we're going to see tremendous spending. Travel is still going to remain, you know, virtually at a standstill. The restaurants are only capable of 25% of their capacity.
Well, and I was even seeing some of the restaurants aren't going to open.
Yeah, until June or...
Because they can't function at that level. They're actually functioning better with their carryout business than they would opening the restaurant with
right.
that small capacity.
Yeah, and the malls and shopping, I think that's still curbside pickup. I don't know about you ladies, but for me, I don't need to do curbside pickup. I'd rather be in the store or I guess just shop online.
But for you, though, because you like Nordstrom's,
yeah.
Nordstrom's is closing 12% of their stores.
Yes.
This is going to start to have a more significant impact. You drive up and down, we drive up and down Manchester, and Manchester's got thousands of businesses up and down that street in all these little strip malls, and you think about how many of those are never going to open again. West County Mall is just across from our office. How many of those stores in West County Mall aren't going to make it because they've been closed now for 2 months? I think the repercussions of this could grow, and I think we've had a very significant recovery from where we were. You know, we were down at 18,000 on the Dow, and you know, now the Dow Jones Industrial Average is fluttering kind of that 23,000-24,000 range. You know, so we've made a pretty strong comeback, but yet we still need to go up another 20% just to get back to that 29.5 we were back in February. I'm not so sure that that's going to happen. There's a lot of people that have said we're going to have this V-shaped recovery, that it's going to be quick, and you know, the economy was great before all this happened. It'll be great again. But this, to me, has been so far-reaching. I just don't know that I can see this recovering quickly. And you know, the potential for some of the numbers and the information to potentially be worse, that could drive more issues. Or what if, God forbid, you know, we start opening up and more people are out and about, and this does come and resurges in the coronavirus? What does that mean? Do we go back into lockdowns and then what happens to the economy?
Right, and then the potential of the influx of maybe more government help, which is already having a tremendous impact, you know, on what the future is going to look like for that, for taxes, and you know, there's so many unknowns that it's hard to plan.
Well, the American people are not spending, so now the government has decided that they'll do the spending. So when the government pours trillions of dollars out there, do not think for a moment that it's the government's money. This is your money through taxes that's going back out into the system. We will have to pay for this. Taxes will have to go up at some point in time in the future to pay for all of this. I mean, there's even question as to, you know, Social Security was scheduled to, it was around 2035
right.
to run out of the trust fund. That might be pushed up earlier. Why? Because look at the number of people that aren't contributing the payroll taxes, because 35 million people are unemployed. There's no wages to have Social Security tax going back into the system. It just gets more complicated. And to me, it's really the true reason why planning is even more important today than it's ever been. And, you know, we've had a bit of a recovery. We're not that far off from where most of us were a year ago. And it gives you a second chance to really look at risk in your portfolio, looking at making sure you're prepared. If you're thinking of retiring in the next 6 months, 12 months, even 2 years, 3 years, you need to be thinking a lot differently and be prepared in the event that this does get worse.
Yeah, and even if you're working with someone, and we say this all the time, you know, you can't get a second opinion from the person that gave you the first opinion. And we're here to help you to look at it from a very holistic perspective. We hear time and time again, well, you know, I'm very happy with my advisor, and I think that's wonderful. But defining happiness and looking at portfolios and understanding, you know, Ken, you're talking about we were at 18,000, we've rebounded, we're at, what, 24,000? I don't know, it seems to be fluctuating constantly. But and really looking at your portfolio and saying, you know, what happened in the last 2 months to my portfolio? Am I positioned and am I prepared for, was I at X amount and now I've lost 30%? If I'm within a couple of years or a year or 6 months, can you really afford that type of loss? And if you've had some recovery, re-looking at it and saying, you know, well, is it really the advisor? Is it the portfolio? And if you had that great of a risk and that much loss in a two-month period, could you potentially have a much greater loss if this is a long-term, or as you mentioned, a W, and you're looking to retire? Those are very huge variables and things that we take into consideration as we do our retirement planning and making sure that you have protected assets and that you are prepared if that does happen.
Especially if you're going to need the assets to produce income. Because one of the worst things that you can do is be drawing cash flows from depreciated assets in the market. You need to have some assets that don't have that downside exposure so that you have the ability to get through a couple of year period where you're not taking withdrawals from assets that depreciated in value, and really starting to reposition and rethink. Like we talked, the retirement red zone, right? Those 5 years before you retire and the 5 years after, some of the worst instances are significant drops. I mean, I go back to 07, 08, and 09 again, right? And you look at the number of people that were hoping to retire, but then ended up having to work 3, 4, 5 years longer because their 401k became a 201k, as we like to joke
right.
about, right? I mean, that's there's no joking about that. When your life savings all of a sudden starts to disappear, you lose your confidence and you lose your ability to retire. And that's what we want to do, is we want to be able to help you create some plans. First thing you need to do is assess what you have and understand what is your downside risk exposure. Is it something that you can comfortably live with, or are you carrying more risk than you thought? We kind of had that test, right? The market dropped 38%, and it dropped fast. It was the fastest 30% drop ever in history. But do you want to go through that again? Do you want to maybe take some time to plan and prepare, reassess your portfolio, create an income plan for yourself, and then start looking forward with some tax strategies? Because folks, with all the money that our government's been pouring into this, tax strategies are going to be critical. In fact, we're going to have some webinars coming up in June specific to some tax strategies. Just go out to our website, heiseadvisorygroup.com, H-E-I-S-E, advisorygroup.com, and you can watch for our upcoming webinars. Or better yet, why don't you pick up the phone and schedule either an in-office meeting or a Zoom virtual meeting with us, and let's get that process started right away. You can do that by just giving us a call at 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about a couple of client scenarios that we saw back in the 07 and 08 time.
You can't see it, but you can sure feel it. We're in a recession. Now, here's the important part. How will it impact your retirement? Some retirement plans take into account recessions, stock market downturns, and interest rate fluctuations. Does yours? Take charge of your retirement by calling Heisey Advisory Group. We've been helping families prepare for retirement for over 13 years in the St. Louis area. We'll help address the current economic situation and create a retirement plan designed to give you the confidence to move forward. Opportunities can exist, regardless of economic conditions. Call Heisey Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 and find out ways we can help you prepare for your retirement. Call 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heisey. Call Heisey Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Lori on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
St. Louis native for 50 years.
1968.
Wow. And I've been here now about 14, coming up on 15 years. Great place to live and a great place to have a business. We want to thank all of our families, our clients that are part of our firm. Many of them listen regularly. And also want to thank all of you that have been listening, loyal listeners. Maybe you haven't gotten the opportunity to reach out to us at this point. Feel free. We are here. We do have office meetings now, and we still do our Zoom virtual meetings as well.
Like the rest of St. Louis County, the offices are now open. We've actually been open the entire time, doing 99% virtual meetings, but we are now offering in-office. Rest assured that not only are we taking every precaution and making sure that people are distancing, that there aren't multiple people in the office at the same time, wiping down and cleaning in between all appointments. The building itself is clearly marked. They are doing their due diligence on a regular basis, limiting the amount of people in elevators, stairwells, wiping down. I don't remember what it said, something like every hour. So as you approach the building, you'll see signage. In addition, you'll have to reach out to Susan to let you into the building. So anyway, just wanted, everyone to rest assured on that comfort level.
And in the conference room, our table is expandable. We've now opened it up to the 8-foot section so that we can sit at opposite ends and be a safe distance apart. So we are prepared and we are ready if you are.
Need to correct myself on that. You actually can get in the building effective today, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we're all good there. So I wanted to kind of talk about some correlations back to the 07, 08, and 09 time frame. I know a lot of us kind of have forgotten about what that was like, but we had a couple of families that had come to us back in that time frame, and kind of two different stories of how things turned out. The first family, they had been working their entire life, saving, building their retirement, building their assets, and they were wanting to retire around the end of 2008. And so they came in, and we did the full-on assessment like we do for everybody. We talked about what they wanted to spend in their retirement, what their vision was of their retirement. We ran everything through our analysis. We did risk assessments, and we did a full financial retirement plan analysis. And when we met with them, we said, there's only really one thing that we see that could derail you from enjoying a great retirement. And that one thing was if we have a market collapse between that date and the end of 2008 when they wanted to retire. And guess what happened? The market lost 38% in 2008. And worse yet is they actually called us back in September that he had lost his job. So they were planning to retire at the end of the year, lost their job in September. And the good news, is that we had put a plan together, we had protected a vast majority of their assets, and they were still able to retire. Even retire at the layoff time in September, because we proactively took a look at something that Warren Buffett has said relentlessly. When you have enough money, do not risk ever not having enough. And they took that and they ran with it. We had a plan and it worked out great for them.
You know, and it's interesting because I think, you know, in troubling times, and it's just human nature and psychologically, we tend to get a little paralyzed. And I know that this pandemic has been very polarizing, very paralyzing, to say the least. And we hear a lot of the common theme is, I just don't want to do anything right now. I just want to see what happens. And that's really not a great philosophy to have, is to just do a wait and see what happens. And I can't imagine how many of you are listening saying, yes, that's me. Yes, you're talking about me. Yes, I can relate to that. Yes, I understand. But it's really just as simple as taking the very first step. We are here to help. And it's, understand that our job is to help as many people as we can in the St. Louis area. If we do nothing but provide valuable information or help you to open your eyes, to look at things and to not be afraid, then we're doing a great job. Would we love to have you as part of the HYSE Advisory Group family? Absolutely. But the first step is picking up the phone or reaching out to us via email or attending a webinar, and let us help you to understand where you are.
And I want to go back to that family, because that is not a guarantee by any means that everything we do for our families turns out 100% perfect. You know, we help people. We help people get in better positions, and we help give them, I think, a little bit more confidence in order to be able to really enjoy it. To me, that's the whole purpose for having a plan. Is a plan ever going to be perfect? Is it going to account for every possible thing? No. But the other family that came in that I want to talk about had a very, very similar story. And timing-wise, everything was the same. You know, they had worked an entire lifetime, saved up a lot of wealth. They had in the neighborhood of about $1.2 million, and we did all the same assessments. We did the visions, created their plan. Everything looked really good. They had a diversified investment portfolio. The husband was an engineer and kind of enjoyed doing things more himself. The wife kind of was like a lot of the women that come in that want a little bit more safety, not always, but in generally speaking, and really was looking forward to a plan. And they chose not to exercise a plan. And sure enough, the same thing happened. They actually got laid off in fall of 2008 ahead of their retirement. By that time, their portfolio had dropped from about $1.2 million to $1 million. But by the time they actually got through to their time that they wanted to retire, they were down to $600,000. And the problem was they wanted $4,000 a month of income or $48,000 a year. You just can't do that from $600,000. So then we had to have the conversation about completely redesigning their goals and dreams for their retirement. And I don't know about you, but I'm of the type that I want to try to control the forces that impact my ability to enjoy my retirement. I don't feel that just letting things up to whatever the whims of the market should be a controlling factor in my retirement. You need to have those market assets and you need to have those exposures, but you need to have that balance and you need to have some assets that are outside of the market in order to give you some protection.
And the current economic situation makes it even more relevant to really start planning. And if you have been planning, to maybe relook at that situation and say, do I really have a great plan? And, you know, kind of reevaluating where you're at and making sure, are you with the right advisor?
You know, let's talk about that briefly. A plan. A lot of you think you have a plan, because maybe you have an advisor. Most of the time, it's just a bunch of investments that somebody is kind of managing, watching, helping you with. But do you really comprehensively have a plan? Do you have a plan for how that monthly income is going to come into your bank account each and every month? Do you have a plan on how you're going to reduce the government's exposure to that? In other words, are you going to manage taxes? Do you truly have a plan, or do you have a bunch of investments that somebody's managing?
Yeah, and do you have a plan to how you want those assets to pass? I mean, we talk about planning every single week and every single day with our families, and planning is not just, okay, let's just put it all together and now we're done and fold it up and, you know, you take that home. Planning is, for us, is constant. We work with our families on a regular basis, and it may be revamping, it may be relooking. We've got actually a few families that were recently supposed to retire and had plans and are now extending their time to work longer. So the plans that we had laid out for a March 30th retirement or April 30th need a little bit of revamping and relooking at that. And we do this on a regular basis, not just, hey, Bob, hey, Mary, here's your plan, and let's go with it and run with it.
And for me, now more than ever is the time to make sure you have a plan. Like I said, 35 million people already unemployed. I saw the statistic that for those people making $40,000 and less, that unemployment rate is 40%. It's staggering.
Yeah.
Having a plan before something happens. Our economy is going to struggle. I think there's going to be more layoffs, more potential as companies' profits are being eaten up. That there could be more surprise layoffs, and making sure that you've put your assets in the best position for you in order to make sure that, God forbid, if you end up losing your job prematurely, that you've got a plan to fall back on. Even if you don't lose your job, a plan for when you want to retire and what you want that to look like. I just can't emphasize the need for that planning more so now than probably ever in my career, that this has become really important. And we can help you with that. We do that every day for families that come to us, and we help them create plans. We help them execute plans. We help them manage their plan. And that's why we've been in this business.
And we have a lot of fun along the way.
You know, it's...
Don't forget that, because that's really important.
And it is truly one of the prerequisites, is that we look to have fun, enjoyable relationships with our clients and our families. It's not the type of business that you don't want to have a good relationship both ways. You want to have a good relationship. You want to know that you enjoy your advisor. And especially if you're a spouse that's maybe not involved, you want to make sure that you enjoy that advisor too, because someday you may be stuck working with them. So fun relationships are important, and we'd love to meet you guys. The number that you can call, 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. We would love to meet you. Have a wonderful rest of the Memorial Day weekend. Be safe, and hopefully we'll see you soon. You're sitting on the couch watching TV, and then that dead branch finally fell, but that isn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now, you've realized you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You've been thinking about meeting with that financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. I'm Ken Heise, and my team and I at Heise Advisory Group are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up a virtual visit with us at 314-328-4400. Get started now on your life savings protection strategy. Even healthy branches can come down during a storm. Call 314-328-4400.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and HYSE Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. HYSE Advisory Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by HYSE Advisory Group. A Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. This radio show is a paid placement.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heise. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.